It's been about 9 months since we first heard about the Panama Papers, more than 11 million leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm that detailed how wealthy people worldwide used offshore tax havens. So what have we learned since then? To find out, we called Will Fitzgibbon. He's a reporter with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists in Washington, D.C., which has been writing about the Panama Papers. And Will, where has this investigation taken you over the past several months?
Well, Panama Papers, in its first wave, came out in April of last year, and we at ICIJ, as well as more than 400 other journalists or so, have been following that, publishing new stories, and looking into see what governments have been doing ever since then. And that certainly remains a full-time job. I've spent, for example, recent weeks and months contacting government agencies and asking them, okay, you found out about Panama Papers in April. What laws have you changed? What actions have you taken to investigate taxpayers who might have avoided taxes? Who have you arrested? What offices have you closed down ever since then? And there's been a surprising number of positive reactions in that regard.
Where have those changes tended to happen? Like, have they happened in the US or are they mostly foreign countries?
It's interesting. My impression of Panama Papers is that it's been a global investigation of a truly unprecedented nature. We calculated, for example, that there have been more than 150 inquiries or audits by governments in nearly 80 countries, and that ranges from the United States, for example, where prosecutors in New York and where the Senate Banking Committee have opened investigations, to tiny micronations such as the Cook Islands. I would, of course, say that unfortunately there are some countries where actions, perhaps unsurprisingly, haven't been taken. No surprise, for example, that Russia hasn't reacted to Panama Papers, given that there was a large story involving a reputedly close friend of President Vladimir Putin who was moving large swathes of money around the globe.
What kinds of policy reforms have you seen in those countries that have made them?
Perhaps the most immediate and easiest ones we've seen are governments realizing that they had holes in their legislation that allowed people to too easily avoid tax, and also that didn't sufficiently crack down on what we call enablers, people such as lawyers or accountants who help individuals or companies move money to avoid taxes.
Do the reforms go far enough, do you think? And are they wide-ranging enough geographically in terms of the number of countries or states that were found to have been taking part in this kind of practice?
If there's one thing that reading the internal Panama Papers for nearly a year or over a year now has taught me, it's that this is not going to be a quick fix. So my sense is that tackling the offshore industry is very much like a game of whack-a-mole. You reform one country that maybe needs its laws tightened, and then as soon as you do that, another country takes advantage of that to advertise to other wealthy people or perhaps even would-be criminals and say, hey, bring your money and stash it with us. So my sense is that good progress has been made, that some countries have realized this is a major problem, but I do think that this is a societal problem that we're going to see for a long time in the future, albeit with greater attention from the public and political eye now honed in upon it.
Is there a consensus among those of you who are working on this issue and reporting on this as to how long it will take to really go through what is there and figure out what countries and states and other policymakers and regulators are going to do in response to all this?
My sense is that most, if not all, of the low-hanging fruit from Panama Papers have already been discovered. If you see an email where a lawyer writes, oh my God, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, is, I think, the beneficial owner of this offshore company, then you've got a story there. Where I think Panama Papers is more likely to appear in the future is filling in holes of larger investigations. So if a journalist or a member of the public is looking into a suspicious financial transaction, for example, one company or one set of emails from the Panama Papers may be useful to complete 10% of that investigation rather than forming the entire basis of that investigation.
Will Fitzgibbon is a reporter with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. He recently published a report on the ongoing effects of Panama Papers. Will, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.